to the Wave Theory Podcast. You're here with Harley Blagg,
Ian McHouston,
Vontavious Johnson,
and I'm here talking about the best franchise. I am representing DC,
Marvel,
anime.
So let's get started, man. So the reason I picked DC, cause just better overall. Like, the most expensive comic is a DC comic. Got more blood and violence in all their movies.
Well, you make a good point there, but what other people think that has a bit too much dark and doesn't really have too much hope to it, and doesn't have, like, maybe too much violence. So I think Marvel's still better.
Well, I would say Demon Slayer is a darker anime than DC, because when Tanjiro came back from selling charcoal, he saw his entire family got murdered by a demon, and his little sister got turned into a demon.
I guess that is true. But we also got, like, better animated TV shows and films than Marvel. But with anime, y'all animation all good, but I was pretty good as well.
Well, I kind of somewhat disagree with that, since, well, I really think that Marvel has better animations because it's smoother than Batman's episodes that were, like, from 1980s and don't have cheesy catch lines.
You're not wrong there. The animation is better than DC. But the animation in Demon Slayer is far more better than Marvel. The fight scenes are so well made and the camera angles are so well done.
You got a true statement there, but I say Marvel everyone say Marvel has better live actions than anime.
That is true. Demon Slayer has a movie that did very well and got a lot of views.
You do have a good point, both of you have a really good point, but also, same with Marvel, has a lot of good comics and tons of different characters than, like, DC over here has this weird dude who likes murdering everybody because he's a Joker or something.
Well, Joker is supposed to be contrasting with Batman because he don't murder and he tried to keep a calm mind. They are two sides of a coin. They have to go with each other. And that's why they made Joker kill anyone without any sense.
But Marvel actually, like, has different enemies than just one enemy, mostly. You mostly always see.
Now, I'm not going to say anything, but I think that is a total lie. Because we got a lot of villains. Just in the Batman movie, they show, like, Penguin, Riddler, Joker, all in the first movie, the Batman movie. Just more.
Well, I disagree with that because, well, other people say I disagree with that too. I think that the reason why Marvel's better, and other people think it wants better too, that it has more varieties and productive. They get productive and they actually help more people than what Batman did, because he couldn't even figure out this stupid riddle. It was kind of obvious.
I would have to say it is confusing to watch Marvel and DC because of all the different villains and all of the plot points. Demon Slayer, however, is just straightforward with one main antagonist and one character's main goal: to defeat his antagonist and turn his sister back into a human.
We do make a good statement there, but reason why I really think Marvel's better than that it has different villains instead of, like, having just these demon people main villains, that Marvel has more aliens, has vampires, it has whole other things too, different universes.
But tell me, would people rather watch an anime that is high quality, that is a fan favorite, or Marvel, who is just all over the place?
Well, the reason why Marvel usually does that is because they're trying to, like, show other what would probably happen in that parallel universe. And as they know, they have made series that about Loki going in, like, this weird parallel universe, and Well, that's kind of self-explanatory right there.
And that's where people would just get lost. And the entire multiverse theory in Marvel and DC, unlike Dragon Ball, who just has different universes, different from each other.
Well, Marvel is probably one of the most confusing to watch. Like, DC, most of their movies not even connected, so you can just watch one and you don't even have to understand what's happening. With Captain America Civil War, if you didn't know what happened in Age of Ultron, you won't understand half of the things they're talking about.
Well, you made a good point there, but also it's just better to watch all of the movies that just are generally good than like DC, because they always like, oh, let's make a movie here, but let's not make it with this storyline, which make it completely different.
You're not wrong, but Dragon Ball, they also have a movie that is consistent with its own storyline, making some other characters canon, and the story itself isn't even as confusing as Marvel.
You do have a good point there, but I still think DC is more confusing than out of Marvel, because Marvel, you can just watch one movie, and if you keep on watching that series, that combines with the story, still makes sense over time.
You got a point there.
Well, the DC movies are connected, but not at the same time. So you don't need to watch as a storyline. You can just watch one and like, hey, I'm done. I don't have to watch anymore. Like, the Batman movie isn't connected to the Arkham Knight, isn't connected to the Man of Steel, Batman vs. Superman. They're not connected, so you can just watch the Batman without watching any of those other films.
Well, that's a good point, but still, that Marvel actually sticks on one path than DC, and you just get like these completely different actors, don't even act like the same people for Batman, Joker, and all above from that. And it's kind of like, oh, well, then what's kind of the point watching this if it's just going to be different parallel universes all the time?
Well, for anime and Marvel, they're not really diverse characters. Like, in Dragon Ball, they just keep punching each other. And in Marvel, a guy in a suit, a guy with a shield, a girl that knows acrobatics, an angry guy, a man with a hammer, and a guy with a bow and arrow. Why, over here at DC, you got a man that can fly, shoot lasers, indestructible, cyborg, you got Batman, Martian Manhunter, The Flash, they all different, and they all better, because they all got character development.
But would you rather watch a series with people who will constantly beat their own villains, or watch a series with characters who will struggle and then get a boost to beat their villains in a cool and fashionate way?
Well, I disagree with you. Well, everybody will say they will disagree with what you just said there, because a lot of Marvel has is like really cool, way better suits and way better costumes and way better abilities than DC over here, that you got a man who throws literally bats at people and doesn't kill anybody and doesn't really do much except for just kind of make more crime rate.
Well, I guess that is true, but for y'all, it just looked like y'all just copy and pasting people, like Hawkeye, and then you got Kate Bishop, the exact same. Captain America and the Falcon have wings. That basically the only difference. They both got shield. They're both cool. They're both Captain America now. But Falcon have wings. They're just copy and pasting it. Right? Iron Man with the Iron Lad, basically the same thing. Well, look, let's just all agree that it's very difficult to agree which the best franchise.
Make a good point there, Harley.
So I second that.
So I think we should end it right here and let everyone else decide which is better. So,
wave out.
Consider following us on social media and subscribing for more content like this.